Bob, hello.
Yes, good morning, Kerry. Bob McCosgreave.
Good morning.
Lots of statements being made about funding and SAM. So, look, I just thought we're totally open and transparent. You ask me the questions and I'll give you the truth, because the problem with the One News coverage last night was they only went to one side.
Well, Andrew Little said that the SAM was funding Family First, and you would have to answer to New Zealand for that.
Okay, well, I can. We haven't received 1 cent from SAM. We won't receive 1 cent from SAM. Basically, we've gone to SAM because they are dealing with, half of the states in the US wanting to legalise, and they're researching, they're advocating on it, and we want their expertise, their insight and their research. So we thought, well, that's as a coalition of organisations in New Zealand, and there's about 30 organisations, plus there's community leaders. We wanted to align with a credible group, and the head of SAM, Kevin Sebeck, was actually a drug advisor in the Obama administration, and ironically, Kerry was actually in New Zealand a few years ago as a guest of the Drug Foundation at a conference which was partly funded by the government and George Soros. So, look, I can absolutely confirm to your listeners that we are not receiving a cent from America. We are 100% funded by Kiwi families.
Okay, and that's the way it's going to stay, is it? You're just going to take advice and research from them?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, look, we want to learn from what Canada and America is doing, and I think that's one of the arguments that's been made, Kerry, is that what New Zealand should do is actually wait. We should actually buy a few years and watch what happens in some of these states. The data coming out of Colorado and Washington isn't too good. It's very early days in Canada, and we should just pause a little and observe. And, that seems to be a safer route to go. But let's learn. And look, the other side is learning from America as well. In fact, just last year they had two US activists for legalization at a conference in Parliament buildings, and Andrew Little was on the speaking panel as well. So, you know, we've got to have a consistent approach on all of this. There's a lot of claims being made. They're not true.
Well, exactly, from all sides. There's also good information from both sides as well. Yep. How do people know what they can trust?
Well, I think that's where you go to the source. And what we've tried to do on our website is that for any statement that we've made, we have, in every case possible, linked it to the source document, to the research. And people can go onto our website, say nope2dope.nz, and they'll see that, you know, our briefing sheets have links to the research papers and to the government data. And we stand by this information. But I tell you what, Kerry, if you find an error, let us know, because we'll fix it. We want truth in this debate. We want a fair debate. And based on the evidence that we've seen, we're saying that we just don't want to go down this track. It's not worth the risk.
All right. Bob McCroskey from Family First. And contrary to Andrew Little saying that Family First were being funded by SAM, Bob McCroskey assures us they are not.